Whoever enters by me will be saved. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. There have been many images of Jesus as Christ through our church history. King of kings, ruler, Lord of lords, conqueror, savior, redeemer, master, rabbi. All of these images are powerful and true. One of the most endearing images that we hold of Jesus as Christ is that of the Good Shepherd. Jesus knows us. We are of his flock, the family of Christ. He calls us by name because he knows us and has things for us to do. He guides us. He is our protector and our comforter. The image of shepherd and his flock bring to our minds thoughts of open green pastures and cool, still waters. These images are peaceful and comforting, and we desire to dwell here more than the alternative seen. Most of our concepts of Christ are mighty and have an edge of strength and power and authority to them. And that is good. King, Lord, conqueror, ruler. Pilate himself, who condemned Jesus to death, placed above the cross a sign proclaiming Jesus as King of the Jews. This sign was powerful and offensive to those who believed that they had ultimate power. So Jesus as king and ruler, conqueror and Lord are concepts man has placed on Jesus. These are images we desire of Christ from time to time. But listen to John, chapter 10. Jesus does not proclaim himself as king. Read earlier in John to chapter 6. When Jesus realized that the people were about to come and take him and make him king, he withdrew to the mountain alone. In all four Gospels, it is written, each in its own form, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. Now, service to others can be in the form of a leader and from a position of authority. And that is certainly all right. But that form of Jesus that Jesus himself proclaims to his disciples and to his followers is what we hear today, that of the Good Shepherd. When asked by the church elders at the trial of Jesus before he was condemned, they asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus replies, "You have said so." Jesus never proclaims himself as king, but as servant and shepherd. Not as Lord of lords, but as the Son of Man. Jesus as a more passive image is sometimes difficult for us to accept. It was for Peter. In Matthew 16 and Mark 8, we hear Peter confess to Jesus that he believes him as Christ and Messiah. And then shortly after, Peter rebukes Jesus after Jesus tells his disciples he was to go into Jerusalem and to be arrested and to suffer and die on the cross. Peter cries out, "Far be it from you, Lord. This shall never happen to you." Peter believes and desires to have Jesus as the Messiah who will become a king and who will rise up the people and empower them to cast out their oppressive rulers. Peter believes this right to the end as he draws his sword to defend his Lord in the garden at the time of his arrest. Jesus told Peter to put your sword away. The Peter we hear during this Easter season is a changed person. Peter has put his sword away. His courage, though, has grown, and his understanding of Jesus' teachings and suffering and death and the power of his resurrection has grown. And Peter proclaims to the new faithful that Jesus had to suffer and had to die in order to rise again because he did it all for us. And he did it willingly, bearing our sins in his body, freeing us so that we may live. Peter understood that the real power of Jesus' ministry was in that he did not return abuse with abuse. He did not threaten, but trusted all judgment to God. The power Jesus emitted was in the laying on of hands, in the healing of the lame, in the giving of sight to the blind. The power was in the casting out of demons, because the demons knew Jesus and cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God?" Well, they're about to find out. There is power in the Holy Spirit, the giver of life. We are often dismissed from the front of the church at the end of our worship services with the words, "Go into the world rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit." Peter understood that the power of Jesus' ministry was in his love for those who were suffering and for the afflicted and for us sinners. Jesus comforts us. He protects us. He guides us along safe pathways. He calls to us because we often do go astray. We mess up sometimes. Sometimes we do listen to the stranger's voice, and we turn from God. But there is also power in God's forgiveness. His forgiveness of us. There is power in God's mercy, and we receive this through Jesus, through the gateway that is Christ. The image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd is one of compassionate power. We can overcome our troubles. We can overcome our suffering. Peter states it plainly. We will endure pain while suffering unjustly, as Christ suffered. And through his suffering and death and resurrection, we are healed. There is no power greater than this for us, that Christ gave his life for us, that we will be saved from our sins and have life and have it abundantly. This is the power of our faith. We are all apostles of Jesus Christ. Our works, our service, our love and care for each other, this is mighty in our community and in the world. And like the first apostles, we proclaim the gospel to those who haven't heard it yet or to those who need to hear it again. We baptize, we grow the family of Christ, and we rejoice in the power of God's love, God's mercy, and care for us. And we rejoice in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.